My personality has a tendency to shift just a bit. Ask the lovely Lady Leanne, she'll tell you. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 102. This is the podcast where we are reading through the Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here today. If you'd like to write to me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Today we're going to read Job 29 and 30. If you'd like to know what Bible translation I'm using today, that information is at bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode 102. LifeSpring Media is supported by listeners. I don't take any outside advertisers, and as you might imagine, the storage fees for over 2,000 episodes are nothing to sneeze at. Not to mention the bandwidth fees and everything else, software, equipment, time. Any help you could give to help produce this show would be very much appreciated. And if you sign up for a weekly, monthly, or quarterly donation, you'll receive early access to the podcast. As soon as I post a new episode, you will be notified with a link to the show. You can find out more at lifespringmedia.com/support. And I thank you very much for your consideration. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we open your word today, I ask, Father, that you would touch our hearts, that you would help us to hear. Open our eyes, open our hearts, open our ears, that we might hear what you have for us today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Job chapter 29. Job continued speaking. I long for the years gone by when God took care of me, when he lit up the way before me and I walked safely through the darkness. When I was in my prime, God's friendship was felt in my home. The Almighty was still with me, and my children were around me. My steps were awash in cream, and the rocks gushed olive oil for me. Those were the days when I went to the city gate and took my place among the honored leaders. The young stepped aside when they saw me, and even the aged rose in respect at my coming. The princes stood in silence and put their hands over their mouths. The highest officials of the city stood quietly, holding their tongues in respect. All who heard me praised me. All who saw me spoke well of me, for I assisted the poor in their need and the orphans who required help. I helped those without hope, and they blessed me, and I caused the widows' hearts to sing for joy. Everything I did was honest. Righteousness covered me like a robe, and I wore justice like a turban. I served as eyes for the blind and feet for the lame. I was a father to the poor and assisted strangers who needed help. I broke the jaws of godless oppressors and plucked their victims from their teeth. I thought, surely I will die surrounded by my family after a long, good life, for I am like a tree whose roots reach the water, whose branches are refreshed with the dew. New honors are constantly bestowed on me, and my strength is continually renewed. Everyone listened to my advice. They were silent as they waited for me to speak, and after I spoke, they had nothing to add, for my counsel satisfied them. They longed for me to speak as people long for rain. They drank my words like a refreshing spring rain. When they were discouraged, I smiled at them. My look of approval was precious to them. Like a chief, I told them what to do. I lived like a king among his troops and comforted those who mourned. Job chapter 30. But now I am mocked by people younger than I, by young men whose fathers are not worthy to run with my sheepdogs. A lot of good they are to me, those worn-out wretches. They're gaunt from poverty and hunger. They claw the dry ground in desolate wastelands. They pluck wild greens from among the bushes and eat from the roots of broom trees. They are driven from human society, and people shout at them as if they were thieves. So now they live in frightening ravines, in caves and among rocks. They sound like animals howling among the bushes, huddled together beneath the nettles. They are nameless fools, outcasts from society. And now they mock me with vulgar songs. They taunt me. They despise me and won't come near me, except to spit in my face. For God has cut my bowstring. He has humbled me, so they have thrown off all restraint. These outcasts oppose me to my face. They send me sprawling and lay traps in my path. They block my road and do everything they can to destroy me. They know I have no one to help me. They come at me from all directions. They jump on me when I'm down. I live in terror now. My honor has blown away in the wind, and my prosperity has vanished like a cloud. And now my life seeps away. Depression haunts my days. At night, my bones are filled with pain, which gnaws at me relentlessly. With a strong hand, God grabs my shirt. He grips me by the collar of my coat. He has thrown me into the mud. I'm nothing more than dust and ashes. I cry to you, O God, but you don't answer. I stand before you, but you don't even look. You have become cruel toward me. You use your power to persecute me. You throw me into the whirlwind and destroy me in the storm. And I know you're sending me to my death, the destination of all who live. Surely no one would turn against the needy when they cry for help in their trouble. Did I not weep for those in trouble? Was I not deeply grieved for the needy? So I looked for good, but evil came instead. I waited for the light, but darkness fell. My heart is troubled and restless. Days of suffering torment me. I walk in gloom without sunlight. I stand in the public square and cry for help. Instead, I am considered a brother to jackals and a companion to owls. My skin has turned dark, and my bones burn with fever. My harp plays sad music, and my flute accompanies those who weep. Well, Job covers a lot of area in these chapters. He remembers what life was like before his afflictions came. He speaks of the horrible physical, emotional, and spiritual pain he's in, and he wraps up by again proclaiming his innocence. Now, speaking of his pain, I've never experienced anything near the physical pain that Job suffered, I'm sure, but I've gone through a few excruciating episodes. I've got a bad back, and every once in a while, it just really lays me out. The pain can be so bad that I need help to stand up. And I've had a few bouts of kidney stones. Oh my goodness, talk about excruciating. The first time it happened to me, I didn't know what was going on. I thought I was dying. I went to the emergency room, and of course, they knew right away what was going on after I talked to them a little bit, and they took a look at me. And when they decided that, yep, I had kidney stones, they gave me a shot of morphine. Well, guess what? I'm not a drug user, so you'd think that morphine would have an effect on me, right? No. The pain was so bad that the morphine did nothing to ease my pain, so they gave me another shot of it. After a few minutes, the pain went from about a 10 to maybe a 7, but of course, they weren't going to give me any more. And then, almost exactly 3 years ago, I broke my ankle and tore some ligaments in my knee in a motorcycle accident. I was laid up for more than 3 months, and it took much longer than that to regain my mobility. I tell you all this to say that when I'm really in bad pain, my personality has a tendency to shift just a bit. Ask the lovely lady Leanne, she'll tell you. Instead of the nice guy that you've come to know and love here on the show, I can get, well, let's say, snippy. And my normally sunshiny disposition changes to gloom. I'm just sure I'm going to die at any moment. I'm a terrible patient. So given what Job was experiencing, I don't think we can really hold against him the accusations he made against God in the 30th chapter. Job said God had become cruel toward him, that he used his power to persecute him, and so forth. Of course, we know that the attacks on Job came from Satan, and even Job, when he was in his right mind, knew that God was his redeemer. But Job had come to the end of his rope. I get it. He was, after all, just a man. Over the next few chapters, we'll hear from Elihu, the last of Job's friends that came to visit him. And then it'll be God's turn to talk. What God says to Job is one of my favorite parts of the Bible. I hope you'll hang in there with me. Have you ever been in excruciating pain? How does it affect you? I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow our scripture reading is Jeremiah 12 through 16. And please take a look at lifespringmedia.com/support. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here today. Bye.